The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Thank you for downloading this episode of the Dad Podcast. You want to help support the show? Tell your friends. Get the word out. Facebook, Twitter, smoke signals. Maybe even take out a Craigslist personal. Whatever you gotta do. Welcome to the Dad Podcast, y'all. You can't hear me? People can hear me. I'm reading me. I can hear me. Is that better? Can you hear me better now?
Sorry, I fucked it up. I thought you'd see the maneuvers and just make an adjustment.
Can you hear the music?
I hear the music, but I don't hear you. I barely hear me.
But there, see, I thought...
There you are.
Yeah. I had this beautiful mood I was creating.
You want to start over?
We're back together again. And
dysfunctional from the moment it starts.
Yeah, I was
very
like,
sorry.
Hello and welcome to the Dad Podcast. And the dirty, confounded look I got from Paco. Just a furrowed brow and just a hand like, no. No. Just no, don't. And I don't know if it's the song. I don't know what's going on. And I give him a look back like, what?
Yeah. I'm so sorry. I completely messed it up.
Finally back together in the room. You're back from your trip, and
yes.
I had a little funny moment, and you made it funnier by completely rejecting it. I wish you make that face for the photo that you post for the people on Instagram.
I'll do that right now.
No, I'm not having any of this. Oh my gosh, that is funny stuff. Oh my gosh. So here's the thing. I know you can't go into too much about your Hawaiian trip, but I mentioned when last on these internet waves,
yes,
that there is only one, well, not one, that's not fair to say, but I was going to say that if there was one person who I thought could be unhappy in Hawaii, that it would be one Paco Lanzini.
I didn't hear that.
And I wanted to know if you were, yeah, do your no.
Yeah, I'm trying.
Get the disgruntled, like, no. Like, it was just very, like, no, this is, yeah, there it is. That's it. Yeah, snap that. It's a cartoon version of it, but it's at least adequate. I didn't want you to underplay it for the four. That looks like you're in a shitting karate match is what you're shooting right now. Everybody go to call_of_Dooley and check out. But that's pretty close. That is pretty dead on of the face that he gave me when I started playing lovely romantic music to set a tone for our episode back together at last.
I can't tell you how sorry I'm going to mess that up.
You didn't mess it up. It
was great. A chance to feel special, and then
it was great. It was outstanding. So
back in the shit.
As I said,
yes.
did you have fun in Hawaii?
Well, without going into doom and the sort of details, it was sort of family business. We were attending the family business, and so the business part of it had its ups and downs. But traveling with Luna was terrific, and I tell you what, it got better when she had to come back and I got to stay alone for an extra day with no wife and no dogs and no one to feed.
What did you do for that time?
I ate like a king.
Yes.
I wandered around scantily clad.
Oh, really?
Oh, sure.
What do you wear? A tank top? Or
no, I just mean, I wouldn't bother with pants, you know. What does it matter?
Did you get arrested while you were in Hawaii? I don't think Hawaii is nudist. I don't know if you're aware.
It is now.
How great would it be, though, if you were the only naked person walking around? And at the same time, how great and how sad that it is that they're just like, just let him. He obviously, like, I don't know how to do a Hawaiian accent, but, like, whatever the whole,
whatever Michael, your stoner voice is.
Whatever Michael Caine would be saying, that would be the equivalent. Like, clearly he looks like a man who has multiple animals and multiple children to take care of at home.
Just let him go.
Just let, yeah. No. How's it? That's the only Hawaiian word I know. How's it?
Well, I didn't encounter any houses.
And mahalo means hello, goodbye, and trash.
Does it? I don't think
no, that's
so.
A means... stupid stand-up joke okay. that we saw eight times when we went to Hawaii last that everybody kept saying mahalo means goodbye and thank you and trash because it says mahalo on all the trash cans.
On all the trash cans. Yeah. Gotcha. We had booked a little cinder block cell for ourselves.
Oh, that's nice.
Yes. Trying to do everything on the cheap.
Yep.
And
did you Airbnb this or what?
I think the housing might have been booking.com.
Okay.
I can't remember. And when we got there, they said they left a message on the phone. It said something about being upgraded and gave us an address. This is something called the Pahala Plantation Cottages. Go look it up. Anyway,
so dismissive. Again, with the hand gesture. Go look it up. I don't have time for you people. And you get them on an island for a week, and it's like, go, you do it.
You do it.
You do it. So I don't have time for this
crap. They said upgraded, and we got there, and it was not a little one-room bunker. It was 3 bedrooms, 2 bath house for the same under $100 I was paying for the bunker.
Nice.
It was very sweet.
Nice.
We didn't even have to sleep together.
Whoa. Lucky you guys. No chihuahua. Did you bring a chihuahua just to have the risk of crushing it?
No,
just
we
in the
did
event
not.
Of?
No,
I feel like
was...
you guys should travel with a stuffed chihuahua.
I think that's a good idea.
Just
I think
to crush
I might...
it. But it needs to have some kind of like balsa wood inside it.
Wow. So you can hear it snap.
So yeah, you can crush it still. You know what I mean?
I think a squeaker is fine.
I don't know what helps you
find.
And her reach climax. I just, you know what I mean? If that's what it's got to be. Like a, or maybe just put, you know how you can record a message on those teddy bears now instead of make a little just a, like, you know, that noise?
Yeah.
You know what
yeah.
I mean? Like a dog that got kicked or shocked.
She's already making that noise.
Wow. Well, maybe it's the stereo sound that you need to reach your climax.
Exactly.
Paco. I don't know what happened. Well, listen.
Anyway, so it was as lovely as it could be the whole journey. It was just exhausting. Towards the end, I was kind of over it.
Things here are unbelievably boring.
All right. Oh, yes?
Unbelievably
I have to say,
boring.
Both times that you started the two solo shows you did
yes.
and you started to introduce me.
Yes.
It's very sad, but I got a little excited. I'm like, no, nothing's going to happen. And one of them I was listening to live. How does he know?
So. Oh, that's good. Oh, my gosh. And the ribbing, evidently you called the second time and I wasn't aware. Here's what I love about being me. All right, let's. Jesus Christ. I have so much to talk about. The part of it that I don't want to talk about right now because I'm afraid to talk about it yep. because if I say it out loud, it's going to make it real and I'm very worried about who I'm becoming.
Yeah.
I don't know what's happening to me.
Okay.
But number one, the fact that nobody ever calls this show. I literally pay, I'm guessing $100 every 5 months or something like
yeah,
that, I guess, for
right.
this phone or whatever. And nobody ever calls it. And I thought it's because maybe I don't push it or whatever, but most of the people that listen live are actually at work and they like the passiveness of it. Like
yes.
they can't, it's bad enough
yes.
that they're tuning out to whatever job
right.
that they're supposed to be doing.
Right.
But
you
it,
know that when, even when Sober Sam stops calling, you know, you
yeah.
really,
well, he's back at school.
Oh, okay. But
and so anyway, so I, you know, and then the one time somebody calls, which by the way, I don't even know what, maybe it's the service because I didn't see anything come up on the screen ever. And it's right there. Just like I stopped putting the stuff I play the music from. I didn't
yeah.
put it on the same screen. I took it off that so I could see
yeah.
when somebody calls. And I can't, I've gotten complaints through our survey about not
uh-oh.
That, not that the, I think it's a
are
bad
they,
thing.
Are they after me again?
No, they were never after you. You're so ready. The complaints were that they don't like the chat. Like, and here's what I think it is. I don't think it's that they don't like the people in the chat. So everybody calm down. Let's just hear this out before we start getting our feelings and feathers in a ruffle, okay? Yeah. When you open your laptop, put it on mute.
I was going to do that. I was going to.
So the... they said, well, I think what it is that when they get to listen, because they don't have the ability to listen live, when they get to listen, I think they feel left out of the party. And to be fair, like right now, we have a very large listenership. There's 21 people, I think, listening right now at this given moment. It usually bounces around, I guess, between 30 and 50, somewhere in there, is what the statistics that they give me say. So I think that these people feel like they're not a part of the party, and then also for me to be interacting with...
And whose fault is that?
Right. Fair enough. I agree. But there's still, you know, thousands of other people. And so, if you know, and so there were a couple people who were like, oh, the chat. So I love the chat.
I know.
I love the people who listen live. I'm a big fan. So what I've decided is to try to be middle of the road and not let it distract me as much. So I check in with it. But of course, the time that you call is the time that I have decided to focus in. And what I've realized when I do the show by myself, my mind wanders so quickly, and it's hard for me to keep it zeroed in. And so I was just trying to focus in on it, and I was exhausted. And then at the end of the show, I wrap it up and go, that was pretty good. You know, most of the time I walk away and I go, that was pretty good, or that was bad. I'll be honest with you. In my head, I go... And then there's a few very, very rare moments where I go, I think that was good. I really think that one was good. And I know that about myself. I know that I'm, you know, super hard. So when I go, I'll go back and I walk away and I have that. I'm like, that was pretty good. And then I just hear nothing but, you know, hey, fuckwad, Paco's on the phone, blah, 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 blah. Like, it's my fault that you're in Hawaii or fucking Utah or wherever the hell you were calling from,
I was calling from San Francisco.
I didn't put you there. I didn't say, guess what? Let's have you do a remote show from someplace else. That wasn't my intention.
Right.
And I'm not mad at you. I'm not even mad at anybody. I'm just explaining myself because I was attacked unfairly.
I'm sure. Right.
So.
For which I want to thank
all the people.
Because I would never do that myself. But, no.
That's just what I want, by the way. When the show says, Justin Worsham's The Dad Podcast, what I want is for Paco to be hanging out in the wings of the chat room and everybody going, hey, what's up, Paco? Yeah, Paco live from the island, says Greg in the chat room. And then, or my favorite is when what has now becomes like a five and under on this show, Luna pops in in a guest starring role on the chat room, and then now nobody's listening to the show, which, here's the thing. In all honesty, I'm not that egotistical that I'm sitting there going, what the hell? But I'm also I can't not notice it, if that makes sense. Like, it doesn't genuinely make me angry, but I can't sit there and go, you do realize that you're either A, that the people listening are like fish, and it's like, oh, there's a shiny person in the chat room.
Yes.
Or, because it's not like it's Luna's fault. She just pops in to listen, I guess.
Yeah, she likes to be part of the thing, too. I will say...
Well, hold on. Then that's a good question. She likes to be part of, or she just wants to listen?
I don't think she cares about what we're saying. If she cared what we're saying, she'd
be listening. Then tell her she's banned from the chat room. I don't need her bullshit coming in here worrying about me snagging her lanyard or whatever that's going on. I don't need that. I don't, but if you want to come and you want to just listen, I get that. But if you're like, if it's on mute so she can chat with people she doesn't already fucking know,
I think
it's not her table at Comic-Con
trying
to do a show.
Now, for my part, I knew I was going to call because I was like, oh, MixLR, I got the notification. And so I thought, well, this is cool. And then while I was already thinking that, Drew was egging me on, on texting me. So I
Drew's got too much power. Somebody's got to bring him down. We got to take off the head of the snake.
He's like a South American despot.
Yes.
He's out of control. So, okay. So I thought, I'm going to call. And as I've seen happen on occasion before, your attention will be focused somewhere else and it just won't get answered. And then it happened. I thought, well, but I can just text him and say, he's not looking at that, but I can get his attention on his phone. So I go, hey, I'm on hold. And then I go, well, I'll call back during moment of the week.
Well, here's the thing that makes me laugh.
Yes.
You said I'm on hold.
Yes.
And I saw the text message because my screen lit up here on my phone. Yeah. And I was like, why the fuck is Adam telling me he's on hold with some, like, does right. he expect me to call him? And I'm like, and it's so much things, so many things going in my stupid fucking right. brain that I'm sitting here going, Justin, he doesn't know that you're recording a show right now. Why would he know that you're recording a show? And I didn't understand, like, because you said, I'm on hold, I'll call back again for moment of the week. And yeah. I was like, I thought you just had a moment while you I were see. There in Hawaii and wanted to share it with me.
Well, next time I
but
will
But you
just...
said you were on hold. There's no hold here. We don't have a fucking receptionist.
No, but when you call in and you don't answer, I hear the show and I'm just waiting. It says, oh, right. it'll ding. I'm it doesn't matter.
Now I got to change the subject here. This is why people hate the chat room, because now Jessica is slinging some shit at me. Somebody get Justin a dictionary. He won't know what a despot is.
I saw the
this
I
is
saw
bullshit.
Your eyes glaze over.
Let's not forget, people. None of you would be here. No one would be here if not for me. Okay? You don't shit on the person. Here's the thing. This show is not your opportunity to be children to me. You understand? This show is all of us talking about what it is to be parents together.
Right.
And so when you start calling me a fucking moron on the show that I pay for using the software that I pay for, my fucking dad brain kicks in and go, I pay for all of this yeah. shit. No side of the car is yours. You don't call me a moron.
When it was all said and done.
That's right.
Thank you.
I was fairly certain that it was just an oversight or a misunderstanding, and not that you were deliberately ignoring me, although that part of it did haunt me for several days in paradise.
Why does everybody? Here's the thing. All right. This isn't what I wanted to talk about.
I know.
But it's got to get out there now. Why? How do I get the reputation? Because it's not just here. Now I'm hot because I got to turn the AC down. What the fuck is going on? How did I? Oh, calm down.
All right.
How did I get the reputation, A, for being an idiot, and B, for being a dickhead? I'm a very nice guy. What is going on? Am I? Tell me honestly. No yes. piss. I don't okay. want to hear
no,
you
no.
again.
No, no.
Here's the thing. You have said the words to me
yes.
that you were trying to... What? How did you put it? Make the interaction interest. Like you're trying to punch me up on the show that I created and brought right. you onto, right?
Yes, yes.
And yet I am the one who's painted as the asshole. I'm the one who's getting the dickhead brush. You know what I mean? Like, is it, so no
hey,
bits,
no,
no bits,
hold
no
on.
Jokes.
This is no joke.
I want to know, am I an asshole and an idiot?
Well, first I have to address the previous statement before okay. I answer your question, which is as follows. If I am going to... snatch any airtime at all
uh-huh.
because I do it in it out of deference to you. I do it when you take a breath.
Uh-huh.
I don't want it to be pointless. I want it to push things further or make it funnier or do some
right.
other thing.
Okay.
So I'm not trying to fix it. I mean, it came out kind of funny and then you went with it and I wasn't sure if it was a bit. No, I'm not proffing you up here. I'm not. So I think you took it the wrong way when I said it originally, and then it became funny the way you took
so
it
So when you said, yeah. I'm trying to make you interesting,
no,
when those were the words that you chose, I misunderstood those words to mean that that's not what you said.
Let's roll the tape. I don't know. No, okay, now we're back into bit again, because I know no one's really mad at anybody in
I'm not
this
mad.
Room.
I'm never mad.
I know. No, you're not an asshole.
Okay, good.
That's
all I need
but
to hear.
I don't
think we can
I
move
am
on
either.
Now.
All right.
No, well, I'm kidding. I'm totally kidding.
But I do think with as large a personality as you have,
uh-huh.
and you turn it up to 11 when the mics go on, really, you're usually at about 10 and a half, and then you just add an extra half
say,
a thing.
I like the idea of me just being this guy, like, yeah, so that was your day.
Right.
You know, and then also comes on, it's like, I pay for all of this!
Right. Well, I watch you from across the street, and you do appear to have a neutral setting.
I do.
But when you start engaging with other people, you do amp up. In any case, with as large a personality as you have, you do run the risk of drawing attention to yourself and possibly being abrasive. It's not
okay.
like you go... Everybody's ideas are okay. You go, this is what is right. Well, as soon as you do that, you start ruffling feathers.
So the issue is that other people are stupid. That's what the problem is. I get it now.
Yes, not that you're an asshole.
It's not, I'm not stupid. Right. What it is that they're stupid, and that they feel by calling me stupid that it makes them smarter.
Exactly. They're bullies.
They're bullies. That's, and I won't handle bullying in my own chat room. Oh, I am nice. This is from the chat room. Okay. That being said, your comments are prickish at times. But that is why we love you.
There you go. Well, see, you just be you.
Am I a bear? Is that what's happening here? Because now somebody else say, oh, Justin, it's just too easy to push your buttons. Someone needs their. How dare you, Jessica? She's about to get mesh pelted right now. She just said in the chat room.
Yeah.
Someone needs to get their ego stroked. Now, let me make it perfectly clear. I'll be honest with you, okay? I don't think I need my ego stroked, but it's not like anybody's doing it any favors, all right? Let's just make it clear, okay? For somebody to need it, you know what I mean, would mean that it had to be present.
I see.
Fair to say?
Fair enough, yes.
I feel like it's more often that I get a kick in the nards.
Right.
Or whatever.
Just flat out, for anyone listening, a person doesn't become a stand-up comic because they have a strong ego. You need to get out there and make the laughter, because the laughter then, excuse me, fills you, nourishes you.
Right.
And it helps make you feel better.
So you're saying that
you.
Now you're jumping on the Jessica bandwagon and saying, well, I need my ego stroke?
I don't know. I'm lost now. I'm scared.
Oh, now you're somebody conveniently lost. This episode's going to be lost.
This is a show for Wattner.
We lost two people. Two people. Yeah.
Plus all the people who complained about the chat talk, they're gone.
They're gone. It's going to be thousands.
We've taught them that if you make a complaint on the on the survey, you'll double down on whatever it is that's bothering
people.
That's not
true. That's not true. I mean, it's kind of true, but I don't. There's lots of stuff that has happened that they. Here's the thing.
Yeah.
We don't get a lot of criticism. Honestly,
right.
We don't. There's very few things. And so what I do is, if it's one person who says one thing, I take a note and then I kind of move on. But if it becomes like, you know, 2, 3, 4 all of a sudden, then I go, OK, maybe there's a growing trend. That's my honest opinion.
Yep.
But
that's how
I've lost my steam on this bit.
All right. When I'm writing with a partner, we use the same thing. One man alone. Don't make a change.
But I do want to make this clear. And I don't know if I'm proving the point. Maybe I'm proving their point by saying this. But the only statement that has been said that bothers me is the idea that I need my ego stroked.
Oh,
that's the one that I don't know why. That irks me to a point where I'm like, because I don't need an ego stroking.
Okay.
See there. I have things I have to do. My phone is farting at me, or my computer is farting at me. I don't think I ever, because here's the thing. I'm not a guy who fishes for compliments. I like them. Who doesn't like to be told that, you know, you're appreciated or that you have value?
Yes,
like,
and.
There is the. Never mind. Look at what I've done. Look at what I've done. I've created a room. I've spent thousands of dollars on a room. To which I can be ignored.
Right.
The two people came back, by the way.
Oh, did they? To pile on some more?
Yeah. Somebody sent him a memo and said, hey.
Right. I'm sure it was Drew.
We're stroking Justin's ego the wrong way on the Velcro. And it's going to be great. We're actually using a cheese grater to stroke it.
Oh, my God.
Nothing really has... Okay, I'm going to say it. I got to get this off of my head because I've been working now... This will be my 10th day straight in a row, or whatever. So this last weekend, I had to work an extra 13 hours. Now, you've heard me talk about me putting in 29 hours a week.
Yeah.
So now I had a 40-hour week plus an extra 13 hours, and then I've got the rest of these 4 or 5 days. And then I don't know. They haven't said whether or not they have decided if I am going to be the one for the job. I had a very solid bit that I wrote today that really went over well, that the upper management really liked.
Mm-hmm.
And so nobody Nobody bothering to stroke my ego there, though. Nobody's really worried about making Justin feel secure or confident
right.
in what he's doing. You get a little passing by the door like, hey, that was good. And right. then they move yeah. on. So so I don't know. But while I'm at work for Sunday, I've got a 10 or an 8-hour shift. So I'm at the station. Natalie has been doing a bang up job picking yeah. up the slack. That normally I am the one picking up, which is yeah. another part of my life that I am now not comfortable with. I'm not comfortable with the idea that I have become – I like it on some level, and I'm not comfortable with it. But the idea that I just sit on the couch and she makes meals and cleans things
– I'm so jealous.
– is very uncomfortable yeah. for me, if I could be honest with you.
Yeah.
And I'm just like – because I go, well, can I help? She's like, no, it's okay. And she wants to do it, but I think she wants to do it because it's been – 3 weeks, you know what I mean?
Right,
like,
right, right.
It's the same reason. Like, I get up in the morning. I don't even really need my alarm until Friday. I get up at 2 o'clock. I'm like, let's do this, and I'm excited to get into work and
right.
come up with something funny to do
yeah.
that hopefully everybody will like, and so they could stroke my very shallow, very like well, on empty
bruised.
Ego.
It's
bruised. Very bruised. It's a yeah. banana at this point, and so. I realize that at some point there's the unfortunate day will come when I'm like, fuck, I got to get up tomorrow. You know what
yeah,
I mean? Like
right.
that's the sad part about it. But something crazy happened, and I am very afraid of it, and I'm afraid of what – and it's very interesting that we've started the show off with a joke about me not being nice because you have oh, no idea
I'm
how,
very scared about
how
all
close
of this.
To home this has hit. My wife sent me – please – I just
yeah.
sometimes I forget that we're doing a show. Yeah. I almost said, please don't let this leave this room. What I'm saying
you can still
is,
say it.
I'm going to put this out on the interwebs, and my yeah. wife does not listen, but I need any of you that have the ability to interact with her on social media to do me a solid yeah. and do not bring this up for fear it will ruin either a surprise
okay.
or it will make me vulnerable in a way that I am not comfortable.
Okay.
Because... My,
so I should turn off the voice memo.
Yes, please stop okay. recording. Just pictures only. You sign the NDA. So I'm at work. My wife thinks that she could text me at work, which I know yeah. a lot of people can relate to with their spouses, that you just contact them while they're working
right.
and that they're just, you know, not really expecting a response, but that it's not distracting to get 8 text messages while you're already focusing on 4 different things at the same
right.
time.
Right.
And... She sent me a – she went to go get canned dog food at Petco.
Okay.
And she's told me a story about how there was a very cute dog that was available for adoption that they had outside of the Petco that bonded with Jacob. Like, he was petting it through the crib. Like, it's literally – it's in yeah. fucking doggy jail. They have to put the thing in bars.
Yeah. yeah.
And so he's petting it, and it's closing its eyes and, you know, just snuggling with him. And then she's – my wife, for being such a perfect person, in my honest opinion, is so fucking stupid. I mean, swear to God. Like, I see – how is it that she gets to wander through parental life not seeing just fucking horns and flags going off all around her? Like, it's just a fucking John Philip Sousa parade. Like, da, 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 da. Like, it's going off around her, like, saying, don't do that. Ooga, ooga, don't do this. I see those dogs in the crib, and I make yeah. a beeline. Everything, and it, this is, I think, why I get interpreted as being prickish, as Ashton put it, because I'm just like, let's get in, get the fucking dog food, and move on with our lives. There's lawns that need
right.
to be mowed.
Right.
There's checks that needs to be written. You know, like, that's, I am a line item, you know, like, check it off the list guy.
This was over the weekend. You're at work.
I'm at work.
And they open up that thing over there every weekend.
On yeah. Sunday, yeah, they have the pet adoption. And so yeah. I get a text message, and she says, oh, Jacob bonded with this sweet little dog. Sends me the dog, right? Sends me a picture of the dog. I look at the dog and I see a fucking ugly mutt.
You see a dollar sign.
I do.
Right.
I see
an early
beyond,
grave.
I see beyond dollar signs. I see responsibilities. I see
right.
my dog is about to die.
Yeah.
And it'll be like my kids going off to not even college. Maybe I don't think they're going to make it. They're not. They're not college material.
I didn't want to say anything.
At 18, they will be asked very forcibly to leave the house.
Sounds like you need a job.
Yep. My work here. No, they will already have jobs by then. It'll just be sounds like you need to pay your own rent someplace else.
Right.
And so So she sends me the photo, and then she says, "Oh no, Jacob is crying, saying he wants that dog. His birthday is next week. He's begging for it for his birthday."
Oh wow!
And I am not a man without a heart. My children, in my opinion, are very good boys.
Yeah.
And as I've said before, you will not find a better heart on a person than my eldest son.
Right.
In my opinion. And so it is hard for me. It's mm-hmm. hard for me, not beyond just the idea of him saying that this is what he wants. You know what I mean? Right, but it's right. just hard for me because in a lot of ways, I do believe that the kid earned it. Like and it's funny, I didn't realize this until this very moment right here, is that my father did a lot for me. Like, he was on a date with my now stepmom.
Yeah.
And I'd forgotten some toy at home. And so drove like 30 minutes one way to go get the toy and then bring it to me at my grandma's house and then drove back to his date.
Yeah.
Another thing, which was took, so it took him like an hour and 15 minutes.
So that did that kill his chance to get pussy, or did it improve?
No,
it?
Not my father. That's the other thing about it. He's almost too perfect, this asshole. Try growing up with him, because my stepmom was probably still waiting there naked, all still primed. Like, he probably two pumps and then she was even finished. Like, that's what it is to be. Why am I talking about this like my father? But my point is though, I asked him, I said, "Dad, why did you do all that stuff?" And he goes, "You were a good kid. You know what I mean? Why wouldn't you do something for a good kid?" And here's the thing. Removing myself from the situation, in all honesty, I think, looking back, I was a pretty good kid. There were issues like there would be with any kid. But for the most part, I did what I was told. In fact, it's part of one of the most frustrating parts about parenting my own children. It's like, he beat the fuck out of me, and I listened. I feel like he only had to tell me things maybe 3 times tops. And then I was like, got it. I should probably make a mental note. Meanwhile, you know, and so it's hard. And so I asked the second day. So Monday, I told Natalie, I said, "No, we can't do this." I told her in a text message. And she's like, "No, I know." Then here's the thing I love about what it is to be my wife and not really have to. She never has to be responsible, even for this. You know what I mean? Like, she probably gets to say, "I would love to get you the dog, but you know your dad will." You know what I mean? Like,
sure.
This is what sucks to be a dad.
They know you're an asshole.
Right? Imagine what these strangers, you know what I mean? If they think I'm prickish, imagine what my kids feel about me. Yeah. And there's a part of me. There's multiple things going on here. Is that because evidently they both got upset and cried, and my wife was like, she sent me a text message that says, "I now understand what you mean by cry to get what you want." Uh-huh. And I didn't understand what it is that I don't have it for the kids, but I have it for her, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So like for her, if she gets upset, because she is so tolerant and so accommodating in just about everything in our lives, my wife gets really emotional about something that doesn't go her way.
Yeah.
I wish I was talking about someone else besides myself, because I sound like a douche-a-sorcerer X right now. So fucking blowhardy. But I do. I work hard to be able to give my wife what she wants, and I think that she puts in a moderate effort too. No, I'm kidding. So she was saying that it took everything in her, I guess, to not go back and get this dog. And so I asked her about. I just asked, like, just said, "So did they bring up the dog again?" And she said, "No, nobody brought it up." And she goes, "Jack at one point brought it up, and then that was it." I said, "Okay, good." And it was tugging at me, mm-hmm. but I was like, okay, I'm over it. And then evidently the dog was brought up again today.
Yeah.
And, oh God, the timing of this sucks ass, because tomorrow's Jacob's birthday.
Right.
Because I've been working a lot and everything, he didn't want much of a party, but we're not doing a big thing. My wife is like, Natalie's like, "Oh, we got, you know," she wants to make this big deal.
Wants one thing.
I know, right? No, he got two things, which makes me sound worse. But hear me out. He's getting like the $111 starter kit for Disney Infinity. Like, that's what he wanted. And here's the thing. We do.
Starter kit? Isn't he like hasn't he already opened a vein?
This is 3.0. Oh, okay. Yeah, sorry, this is 3.0. Okay. This is like the extra limb that he's getting. So here's the thing. I have probably the financial ability to pretty much get my kid whatever he wants.
Why do I feel like there's a dog out there I didn't notice?
No, there is no dog.
Oh, no.
There is no dog.
No, it's all right. You know why? Because that dog's already dead.
I hope so. Yeah. Please.
That's just telling.
If they could put down a 10-month-old dog, and I would know.
You should have told your mom you wanted it. It's dead now.
Your mom didn't tell me.
Right.
I would have gotten
the dog. Boomerang that bitch. Boomerang.
Boomerang that bitch. That's my favorite phrase ever. Boomerang that bitch. Oh, it's so funny. but here's the reason I bring it up, and it goes back to the conversation. I keep bringing her up because I feel like this is the first book I've read that really supports what I believe my parental message to be.
Yeah.
And it's Julie Lithcott Haymes's book, How to Raise an Adult. And it's this thing where it's like, I don't think I'm doing my kid any favors by giving him everything he wants on a list.
Right.
Because what I think really builds character and fortitude in a person is that at a certain level, he has to work and earn what he gets.
Yeah.
Because only through that will he truly appreciate it.
Right.
So that's why I'm saying he wanted the Disney Infinity starter kit.
Yeah.
I said, here's the thing. I said, we'll get you this big upgraded starter kit.
Yeah.
I said, but that's all you're going to get.
Right.
I said, you probably get a gift card from your Grandma Cheryl.
Yeah.
Vavon and Grandpa will probably give you a check or something like that.
Yeah.
I said, but that's all you're getting from your mom and I. It's not going to be like a Toyapalooza.
Right.
Because
usually
we try to give them like two or three things. But I do purposefully put a cap on it.
Yeah.
Because I don't want him to also be attached to these, you know, kind of possessions and things like that. And then so that's why I'm like the one thing. And then he's now.
Also, you don't want to get attached to man's best friend.
I know. Well, here's the thing. This dog, here's the thing. If he had chosen a golden retriever, oh, it'd be over. It'd be over. I'd be like, yeah, we can get a dog. Sure, right. Sounds great. What we'll do is we'll stop off at the vet, have Rocky put down even on the way, save money on the dog food. Right. We already got a 50-pound bag and the thing. No. And that's part of the – and there's all these elements, too, that it's like Natalie was trying to – she's like, well, we can't get a dog because we already have a dog. You know what I mean? And
yeah.
And Jacob in his very adult – wired kind of brain, but still living in a 7-year-old brain, is that he says, but by the time Rocky's dead, she'll be gone.
Yeah.
It's like he sees Rocky's demise on the horizon and understands that theoretically this dog could be brought in as a replacement to Rocky, but
like bringing some up from the minors.
Exactly. We can't keep her in the farm league that long. She's gonna go get a job as an accountant or something, or end up with some Latino gay couple in West Hollywood.
Exactly.
And it's lights out. So
it was a Pomeranian?
No. Oh,
okay.
But close.
Okay.
I'm afraid to show you a picture. No. I'm afraid to give anything out about, because
I know.
So here's the truth. I had anticipated today coming home from work, reaching out to the place.
Yeah.
And hoping that the fates would decide.
I've made that call, by the way.
Yeah.
We call it Lilo.
Oh, fuck. Hoping and praying that somebody else had also fallen in love with the dog.
Yes.
Why am I such a fucking sap? What is the matter with me that I come home and I call Petco and I say, hey, there was an adoption agency on Sunday. What's the name of it? And in my head, I'm going, please say, I don't know. Just for once.
Anything. Every step along the way, you just want to derail.
This is how every fucking 16 to 24-year-old retail worker fails no matter what obstacle you present to them.
I love this story.
The one time that you need them to not be helpful, to act like they work at a fucking genius bar at Apple, is the one time he's like, I got the number right here. It's this. You know, like, Johnny on the spot, you son of a bitch.
It's like American Idol. You you just press a different four digits and they just send the dog you want.
The dog arrives on a drone. Flies in on. You got Amazon Prime? Yeah. Dog's at your door right now. What?
Yeah, right. No, they want to keep selling the dogs. It's just going to keep them in business.
So he gives me the number, and the only way that this goes, he gives me the name. So I do a Google search of the name and right. don't find any information on it. And so I call back, and then the guy gives me the number, and I was able to find a more like specific website. So I called them, but they evidently, the only adoptions that they do are at Petco on that Sunday. So I don't know how it's going to go down.
What a stupid system.
Yeah. So... Leticia just said puppy pads all over Justin's kitchen right now. Yeah, like it's inside. I don't know what I'm going to do.
Oh, is that what was floating in the pool?
Yes.
Yeah.
I got you the dog, but it fucking died before you could enjoy it. I blame her.
Right. And there's a second dog in there with it. Rocky.
Rocky tried to save her. Yeah. Couldn't get it done.
No.
Anyway, you want kids go swimming? I shocked it. It'll be ready in 30 minutes. I feel like a sap. I feel like
the puppy went in too soon after eating.
Yeah, exactly. You know? Cramped up and right. just, yeah. It's heart cramped. So I don't know what I'm going to do. We'll see what
it's
happens.
Cramped.
But I'm probably going to end up with this damn dog.
Oh yeah. If you don't, you're going to end up with a golden retriever.
No.
From your neighbor. I'm going to give you a fucking dog tomorrow.
Don't you dare. Because I will kill that dog. I will kill that dog in front of your entire family. Because I know that your attachment to animals far surpasses mine. And I know all of your offspring and spouse will feel the exact same way.
You
I will go single white female on your ass.
Right.
Or whatever it is. Basic. What's the one where she kills the cat is the one I'm thinking of. Now all of a sudden I become Bill Handel.
Fatal
the guy,
attraction.
Fucking Fatal Attraction. Yeah. The guy I work for. But anyway, so that was my parental time.
Wow.
Moment to shine, if you will, that literally right before we started recording the show, I sent an email to them, and we'll see. Mm-hmm. I don't – it's so weird to me. Yeah. I say this stuff, and I'm this – because it's weird to say out loud that I'm like, I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, why would I be – but I'm sure, again, this is how people will make fun of me.
Right.
It's a mutt. It's not a particular kind of dog. Okay. People in the chat room are asking what kind of dog it is. It's some kind, like, it looks like a Chihuahua type dog. It's whatever. Here's the thing. Whatever dog you could picture in your head would be the dog that would be the worst dog for me, it is this dog. It is this dog.
I want you to get this
the
dog.
The fact
so
that
much.
If this dog, I know everybody wants this dog to happen except me. The fact that they call this dog Princess makes me vomit in my mouth. And if it's
they
the dog,
it
they call it Princess. Okay. So that is my stipulation if we get this dog, because I'll be damned. It's the karma.
Yeah.
My father, when I hit about 12, 13 years old, even though I was a teenager, the one bonding thing that my father and I maintained all through my cocoon of stupidity teenage years was driving around the neighborhood, not on purpose, but just going to things.
Yeah.
And we would see some poor sap who is clearly walking a dog that is not supposed to be owned by a man.
Right.
Looking just fucking dejected and sad with the fact that he's carrying around essentially like 0.5 pounds of pussiness with a bow on each ear and honking and going, "Hey, how's it going, buddy?"
What's your guess on the weight of this dog?
Oh, it's smaller than your dog's.
Okay. They will not let you have it.
Oh, really?
If you say it's for that you have sons in this house that are the age your sons are. My experience with these places was they don't want you to have the dog because your kids will break the dog.
I was hoping this would be a corporate shelter.
Yeah.
This is a lady and a house, I believe, because here's what happened.
Yeah.
She saw the kids crying. And she came up to my wife, like, this is going to fucking help. These fucking car salesmen that she came up to my wife and said, well, you know what you could do? You could take her home for a week and just kind of foster her. That would help us out, actually. Okay. So she was ready to get rid of the dog then and there.
All right. Well, then there's something wrong with that dog.
Hope so. I hope it's got a heart murmur.
We ended up at...
Because that's the thing. I don't know what's worse. Like, I've only gotten... I've gotten dogs at shelters, you know what I mean? And it's a mutt, so I'm sure the chances of it being a health risk, but... Here's the thing. This is very weird for me. I really don't know why I'm doing this. I mean, I know why, but you know what I'm saying? It seems very uncharacteristic of me to want a dog. Like, I've had these moments where it's like, God, I really wish I could do this for the kids, but I know big picture, it's not the thing to do.
Yeah.
And I don't know what's wrong with me that I know big picture that this is not going to work out long term.
Right.
And I want to force the issue, but I'm going to look into it. I'm going to go see the dog.
Okay.
And if I see the dog and it's not the dog that they described it to be, then this is just a thing that dies between me and the thousands of people that will hear this eternally on the internet.
Right.
How hilarious is it to think about my 28-year-old son listening to this right now, finding out? I love this idea in my head that they're going to go back. The only way they go back is if I'm killed horribly in some car crash. You know what I mean? And this is how they reconnect to my voice. And they find out how fucking asshole their father was.
Unless it was they that cut the brakes. That's also, they probably won't listen to the...
And then, if it was they that cut the brakes and they're going back to listen, this would validate the brake cutting. Right?
That's true.
They'd be like, I wanted that dog so bad. Because that's the thing, too. It's like we all have things when we were kids that we could go back and go, I really wanted this.
Yeah. Oh, you know what I wanted? A father.
I should not be laughing that hard, but that was such a sad statement to come out. Oh, God.
And no matter how much I cried and pleaded,
no.
couldn't breach her cold heart.
They wouldn't let you take him home, huh? They
no, not try it out for a week. No. No.
Oh, so I don't know. Look forward to that being the new adventure.
Oh, I can't wait.
That's discussed on the show.
This is like Christmas in September.
Top five driving turnoffs for men and women. We talk a lot about driving and how we get in fights about it, but I thought these things were kind of dumb in the sense of, like, the trends between men and women of what it is that they do, if that makes sense.
Yes. I'm sorry. I'm laughing because I know that when you do get it, for absolute sure, they will call it princess.
No.
This will not go any other way than the very last straw.
No, because I am already coming more than halfway of a compromise by letting that fucking rat in my house. It will not be called princess.
All right.
That is where I will put my foot. They could go Penny. They could go. It's bad enough I have to buy a girl dog. Like, I don't like girl dogs because guy dogs pee and poop in the same place consistently. Girl dogs just do it wherever. Yeah. I don't know why this is.
Like women.
Yeah. Well, that's what's weird is that it's the opposite, I feel like, in human beings. But, I can't own a dog named Prince. If that happens, I might as well just crawl into a hole.
Yeah.
I got to turn off the show. Right. I can't come out anymore. You know what I mean? Like, it's just going to be me going to the fucking soundproof studio I work at now.
Yeah.
And done. And here's the thing. If I get this dog and they call it Princess and I don't get this morning show job, they might not even have to cut my brakes.
Oh, pick up the phone.
Oh, crap. Is somebody texting you that they're calling? If this is your wife, this is a horrible time to call. Oh, my God. What's happening here?
It's your wife.
It's my wife? Hello. No. You're on the air.
Listen to you all loud and wrong.
What is that from?
I don't know.
Don't you come at me and my people in my fan page talking.
Wait, what?
Drew is defending his fan page.
Oh. Why?
I've got 73 people ready to whip some ass.
You've got how many people?
73 right now.
Somebody said 33. Right.
73 people that want to whip my ass because of why?
You talking shit about us. Coming to check.
Now, let's be honest. Let's be honest here, Drew.
He sounds drunk.
I know. Of the two, evidently, I mentioned my part-time job a lot, and he's had to drink. Yeah. Of the puffing of the chest, who was the first to strike?
Don't you worry about that, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Somebody got their phone call deflated awfully quick, didn't they? All of a sudden, because let's not forget the title of your fantastic group you're calling to defend. You call it a fan page, and yet now it has to be fan page in quotes, you see, because it's more sarcastic of a fan when the thing that they are fans of, they decide to call stupid and prickish.
We only speak the truth. That's all.
Well, I appreciate the honesty, and I, it's a shame that I can't get my ego stroked in any way, shape, or form, that it seems to be just gigantic. And then you call in to, let me ask you this, Drew, man to man, you're a good man with a good heart.
Go for it.
I'm crazy stupid for getting, for even thinking about getting this dog, right?
Oh yeah. Yeah. That's a terrible idea.
What?
Drew, you're ruining the fun.
Have you ever been in this situation, though, or are you just push right through it? Can you relate to what I'm talking about here? What is the siren song of this dog and my wife that is drawing me to the horrible rocky shores of this Skull Island, from which I am currently headed towards?
No, it's just that thing between her legs. It's going to get that dog.
No, here's the thing. It isn't. My wife, my wife doesn't have me there. I don't know why it's not there. I'm not wired that way. I'm more wired to the idea of for me, I think it's coming from a place of I have a good family, I have a good life, and I would like to, in a way, return the favor for them making me feel happy and content with the overall circumstance. I don't look back and go, look at all that I've created for you. I look at it and go, that's true. because in that sense, I have created everything. I mean, this is a bad analogy. I mean, here's the thing. I will honestly joke about the idea that all of this is here for me, but here's the thing. If I was that egotistical and worried about it, then why wouldn't I be on that fan page every fucking day, just sitting there chomping at the bit to hear people say nice things about me?
Oh, don't go there for that.
Clearly.
That's why.
That's not the place. No. Well, here's how stupid I am, because I thought that's all that happens there. I'll be honest. Like that, it's not like, oh, we love Justin. Isn't he great? And all the moms are like, oh, he's so fucking sexy. I wish my husband looked like him. I know it's not that, but I feel like, here's the thing. I don't go there because I feel like it makes it weird if I'm sitting there staring at everybody. Like, that's weird for me to do. And that's why I think I'm not that egotistical. I'm not that narcissistic. Because if I was that narcissistic, I would need to see it every day, I feel like. Am I crazy?
Justin, as we say down in the South, bless your heart that you think that people think that way about you. But seriously, man, you're doing a good job on the morning show.
Oh, thank you.
And keep up the good work, man. We hope you get it.
Thank you. Can you throw some of that shit around that fan page? I've noticed that it's... No, I'm kidding. I'm totally kidding. Thank you, man. No, I appreciate... Listen, to be 100% honest, I think it's great that you have taken up the helm and done this. And people, in all honesty, like I've said, have sent some very nice emails and giving me credit to which I don't think it is due. I don't think it's due to me that... You know, like, oh, we have, you know, because people have made friends from the show. I do think it's cool. I think it's fantastic. And I think it's outstanding. But I don't think I can honestly sit here and take all the credit for it. And now we're entirely deflating the great joke that you called in. But I want to know where you, because I know that's come up on the show before. Look at you all loud and wrong. What's that from, Drew?
That would be from your show on the things your parents used to say.
Oh, that's right. Yes. Oh, yeah, look at you all. That is great. That's a great pull, Drew. Thank you very much.
Just using your own quote against you there, my man.
That's awesome. All right, my friend. Well, thanks for calling in. Again, everybody should join Staying Frosty with the Dad Podcast. It's a nice, fun fan page where like-minded parents can get together and tell stories. And I don't know what else you do there, because I honestly – here's the thing, and I want to make it clear. I don't look because it's not that I don't care. Now I'm afraid that that's what it comes across as. I don't go there because I feel like it defeats the purpose of it. You know
right,
what I mean?
I understand.
If it was things that people wanted me to see, and maybe that's what it does. It opens a door for people to talk shit about me because they all know I won't be there.
Right.
But
you see it as a sandbox.
Yeah, like it's go do your thing without feeling like I'm sitting there, and then you could come and sling your mud at me on the actual show. See, that's how you
All right, guys, have a good one.
You have a better one. Thanks, Drew. You're the best, my friend. Thanks for the call. He's gone, I guess.
Yeah.
All right. So
he lost interest in that call really quickly.
He's chatting.
He checked out of it.
He's chatting. So let's get back to these driving turnoffs for men and women.
Oh, yes.
Top five worst things men do are illegally passing other cars. What is illegally passing? To me, that's on the shoulder.
You could illegally pass them on the shoulder. You could, even if you're in the right lane and you're passing them, technically you're wrong.
Oh,
if
that's
you're
true.
Making a, if you're making a turn from a non-turn lane.
Road rage is the next one. I will do the turn from a non-turn lane. I will turn on a red arrow.
Yeah.
I blow through that shit. I blow through stop signs and parking lots. Very small residential.
Listen, you barely stop at the ones in this neighborhood.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. If it's a 35 mile an hour stop sign, yeah. like on that kind of a street, I will stop. But if we're in a 25 mile an hour zone, like I don't, here's the thing.
Hang on a second.
What?
That's when you ignore them?
25 miles an hour, yes.
Okay. Those 25 miles an hour are almost always schools.
Yes.
Okay. Children are present.
Right.
Yeah, okay. Enjoy yourself.
But here's the thing. No, hold on. A child is the reason it's 25 is so that you could stop when a child darts between two cars, okay?
Yeah.
A child doesn't dart into a four-way intersection, and if it does, okay, I'm not speeding. It's not like I'm going 50 miles an hour down there and blowing through a stop sign.
I'm not saying that you are going to run over a child. I don't think that's going to happen.
What do you think is going to happen?
You will get caught at some point.
I'm going to get caught?
Yes.
No, I won't get caught.
All right.
There's no fucking cops here. This is not. And here's the thing. If a cop gives me a ticket in this fucking neighborhood, that is wasted tax dollars, in my opinion, because ain't nobody stealing shit from anybody in this neighborhood. They need to be someplace else busting somebody else instead of my ass trying to get home I can make dinner for my family. Don't raise your eyebrows. I need a day off. road rage. I never get road. I get rage about road rules, if that makes sense, clearly. But I've never felt like I need to, you know, bump a person. My wife wants to hit people constantly with her car.
I was getting gas, and there was a whole hubbub in the intersection, and the guy was leaning out his window yelling, freedom of speech. I got freedom of speech. I think he had honked at somebody, and then when they flipped him off, he started screaming that he had, I don't know what was going on.
I like that idea, though. But I like that being the story, that it's like he just got honked at. He honked at a guy, and the guy flipped him off.
Yeah.
And his argument back is freedom of speech, which means, by your logic, that guy can also flip you off, asshole. We all can just say whatever the fuck we want. But this one is a big one for me that I am not guilty of, but I see it a ton, and this is the closest I will come to road rage is bad parking. There are I don't know if this is everywhere, but here in Southern California, there are so many fucking self-righteous prick nuggets that love to put their two tires in the middle of the white line.
Yeah.
Like the idea of a double line isn't there to give you room to open your door. It's there so you could choose whether you want to park within the two left lines or the two right lines. And whoever's driving a fucking, it's always a BMW or a Mercedes or I give a pass to the guy who's got like a 1956 Lincoln or whatever the fuck would, you know what I mean? Like a nice car and he wants to come in at an angle because he doesn't want people to ding his job because the paint has been discontinued because they can't get that color of black without putting lead in it.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I get that. That I'm like, all right. But if you've got a 2013 BMW, fucking put it between the lines, asshole. Jesus. Texting while driving and making awkward three-point turns. How is a three-point turn have an emotional experience to it?
I don't know.
Right? Like, how do you have an... Is it that you don't know how far you could go and it turns into a six-point turn?
Maybe it's a teenager?
I don't know. These are grown people.
No, I mean the turn itself is a teenager.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
It's having sex for the first time?
No, just the awkwardness of being young. That is, I don't know what an awkward three-point turn means unless it's a seven-point turn.
Maybe. Top five worst things women do are making three-point turns, taking selfies behind the wheel.
Yeah.
I want to put a bullet in every bitch that's ever done that. Here's the thing. If you're in a parking lot, as long as you're parked within the correct lines, I got no problem with it.
Right, okay.
But if you're driving down the road doing fucking duck lips in your phone, we don't need your gene pool. We don't need you contributing and making more of you. That is my honest opinion.
That's funny.
I'm starting to believe why people would call me prickish, actually. But if you think I'm prickish for that, that's on you. That is not prickish. That's just sound rationale.
Exactly.
Also texting while driving, going the wrong way down a one-way street. Why is that a thing only women do? If I was a woman, I would be wildly offended. that it made a fucking survey.
Right.
They surveyed a fuck ton of people here, and that's what they found. And bad parking also made that list. What is that? Are you serious?
I'm absolutely serious.
All right, Paco's got to swallow a bullet, everybody. You're not even, like... Hold on. He just sent me a video. You have to post that on your Instagram
now. I'll find a way to do that. I don't know how.
He just sent me a video of him driving a Jeep as happy as could be among, like, sugarcane fields.
Yeah.
With a fucking... Are you wearing a bandana?
I'm wearing a bandana. Like a pirate.
He's wearing a bandana on his head. Like he said, fucking Easy Rider. What was that?
Exactly.
You're holding a camera,
yeah,
videoing yourself. Absolutely. Not looking at the camera.
Exactly.
And what is the intent of that? Are you making a fucking Bruce Springsteen music video?
Yeah, sure, I'll cut it in.
Running down the street. Da-da-da-da.
I was doing the selfies and I realized I'm not really getting the sense of this. I need motion.
I need motion.
Because I had rented a Jeep. It was a lovely
red. How about you just remember the beautiful drive you had the one time?
That was me on my day without my wife. And I wanted to rub her nose in it.
Oh, okay.
Because it had rained for 36 or 48 hours.
Oh, and then she left in the sun.
The minute her plane left, the sun came.
Clearly now the rain is
exactly
gone. That bitch took a red eye. Woman, this is there. I brought this up a while ago, and then we got to wrap it up because I got to go pick up my kid. But remember how we talked about this, that ladies, if you're into something sexually, but you think it's weird,
yes,
that you need to bring it up. Because that you can have all ladies can always have all of their bucket list items checked off.
Right.
But and there's nothing that you could say to your man that's going to make him go, I don't know. Why would you say that to me? Okay. And here's
why.
I know
that's your theory, but I want to hear your backup.
Here's what happens when it goes the other way around. A woman says her husband's kinky behavior gave her PTSD. ready to feel like your mildly kinky sexual fantasies are totally mundane? Well, buckle up. Jeffrey Stein works for district attorney in Nassau County, New York. He's estranged from his wife, Carol Mundy, and she just filed a divorce petition that says he's so kinky that it gave her PTSD. Here are some examples. Number one, he would dress up as, quote, sissy maid named Jessica and kneel at her feet. He'd pretend to be a cat, use the litter box, and ask her to walk him on a leash. That's just bullshit. Nobody walks a cat. He'd wear a chastity belt under his clothes to work. He'd pretend to be a horse and gallop around the house naked. And as part of the act, he'd put a horse tail on a plug for his bunghole.
Yeah. Okay.
She says this obsession with deviant stuff in their 17 years this lady put up with this craziness together was so disturbing. She has post-traumatic stress disorder. It's probably safe bet their divorce will be finalized soon. What do you think was the first thing? If that's where it ended, you know what I mean? If this was the straw, he had put a butt plug in his ass and prancing around like a horse, what was day one?
Day one was one of those like a lollipop or like a bomb pop.
Uh-huh.
That has such intense dye in it that it turns your lips a little red.
A little red. And he's like, yeah. I want you to look at this. Yeah, I want you to do that. And then just so I could see your red mouth.
No, he wanted his mouth to be red.
Oh, he wanted his mouth to be red.
He wants his mouth to be red.
Oh, jeez. This is great.
And eventually spackled.
A woman tries to pick her kids up at school, which is totally fine. Except for she's hammered on wine, which I'm like,
I'm having flashbacks to my pot story.
Then she says, so her solution, she tells the kids to drive. Kids aren't the only ones adjusting to being back at school. Parents have to adjust to their routines too. Like during the summer, maybe you could get hammered on a Tuesday afternoon, but that doesn't work anymore. 61-year-old Pamela Brown went to pick up two kids from their middle school. And guess what? Ormond Beach, Florida, correct, last Tuesday, and she was drunk on wine. The police didn't say how Pamela is related to them. When her car stalled in the pickup line, she told the kids to get in and drive. Fortunately, they couldn't because it was out of gas. It's not clear how old the kids were, but since they're in middle school, they're clearly not old enough to drive, unless they're flunking.
That's true.
I mean, come on. I mean, look at her gene pool. How good could it be? Oh, we have to end with this. I keep saying, okay, one more.
Okay.
Okay. But this is the one I wanted to get to because, and we talked about this on the Handle show. A 50. Oh, by the way, I had a great bit. If you've been listening to the Handel Show and have any sense of his personality,
yeah,
there's a great bit that was on the podcast that was today, Tuesday, September 1st, depending on when you're in the 8 o'clock hour. It's the end of the 8 o'clock hour. And Kanye West announced at the MTV Music Awards that he's going to be running for president. And Bill Handel was very excited about this.
I missed that.
And I did some poking around into it. And there was some statement that I found. And I found that there was a tremendous similarity between Kanye West and Bill Handel, who's a 64-year-old Jew.
Okay. All right.
Kanye West.
So
I played a game.
Separate at birth.
Where I said, was it Handel or Kanye?
Oh, that's good.
And I found statements. There were tweets that Kanye West sent and statements Bill Handel had said in his long past of being on the radio.
Sure.
And my favorite part was, I stomped Handel on what he said compared to Kanye West.
That's funny.
So they thought that was very enjoyable, and we're going to be, I guess, doing that again on Friday, unless the 64-year-old Jew forgets, as he does.
Yes.
Guys,
or unless they've let you go by then.
This, you know what? We should find a way to get this guy hooked up with maybe the wife. No, that caused more PTSD. What I was trying to find a way of giving her some kind of great sexual experience that somebody doesn't have to dress up. So a guy says his 19-inch junk is ruining his life. Now the sad story of a man who might have the largest junk in history of mankind. It must be so tough for him, poor guy.
Yeah.
52-year-old Roberto Escoval Cabrera of Saltillo, Mexico, says he has the world's largest junk, around 19 inches, and that's when he's not aroused. He didn't say how big it gets when he's, of course, erect. If you're skeptical like us, he gave some x-rays to the media, and yeah, it looks big, and also like a misshapen canoe oar.
Oh, my God.
But Roberto says it's a curse. He says it's kept him from being able to work. Women are too scared to get it on with him, and he thinks he should be on disability. Can you imagine?
Oh, my God.
Until this guy came forward, a guy named Jonah Falcon from New York City was known for having the world's largest junk at 13.5 inches. But Guinness does not have a category for that, so it's not official.
I see. So the first guy you're talking about is an out-of-work Mexican.
Yes.
Okay.
As for how Roberto's junk got that long, a urologist in Los Angeles who examined the x-rays says it looks like a lot of length comes from excess skin, and Roberto's junk could get a lot more, a lot smaller if he had been circumcised.
I thought it came from tugging.
Constantly. Yeah,
so I've been working it.
There's the x-ray. Weirdly enough, it looks like Florida on the x-ray. I'll show that to Paco. But
he get work as a stool.
Yeah. The thing I read on that is that I don't like the idea that Mexico is beating us. We had it as the largest dick, and now they're back at it again.
Yeah.
So we got to get Trump in, because I'm going to say, Trump, no lower wall. I need you to get us the biggest dicks in the world again. And maybe it's just you.
Right.
That could also be true. So that's that. That was our show. Was
there you go.
I got to go get a kid. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
Send us an email to Facebook at the or show at thedadpodcast.com. I don't have my paper. I'm a moron.
Oh, yeah.
It's somewhere
you don't.
In here. Show at thedadpodcast.com, facebook.com/dadpodcast. Feel free to go shit on me and unstroke my ego at Staying Frosty with the Dad Podcast. It's our fan page where people go and, I don't know, make me feel bad about myself is what seems to be the growing trend. Listen live at mixlr.com/dadpodcast if you also want to make me feel bad about myself. Do that too. And tell three people about the show, spread the word, and Paco is going to tell you about our fantastic Amazon banner.
Listen very carefully. What you need to do, you see, is you need to go to the Amazon website, but in order to get there, you need to go to the Dad Podcast website. It's very complex. Scroll down to the bottom, and there you'll see a banner. When you click on that banner, it will take you through to Amazon. See how easy that was when you knew the secret way in. When you bookmark that site using that method, every time you return to the website using that bookmark, and you shop, and you buy, and buy you will, a little bit of something will come our way, and we'll appreciate it terribly. It costs you nothing extra, and it means the world to us.
It's like Michael Caine doing Dudley Moore.
Gotta do Terry Thomas.
On behalf of Dudley Moore, Michael Caine, and Jerry Thomas.
Terry Thomas.
Paco Lancini, a.k.a. Adam Dooley. This is Justin Worship saying, hug your kids, hump your loved one, and stay frosty, everybody.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.